Lesson 15. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 67, and Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 6 and 7. Introduction. In the spring of 1829, the Prophet Joseph Smith felt a great sense of urgency about the translation of the Book of Mormon. He had found his time to translate severely limited because of the need to labor to support his family. Emma and Joseph's brother Samuel helped in acting as scribes, but they could not write for him full-time. Joseph had been in possession of the plates for more than a year and a half, and with the loss of the 116 manuscript pages, he had only a few pages of translated material to show for it. Joseph prayed that the Lord would send someone who could assist him in the work of translation. In response to Joseph's prayer, the Lord sent Oliver Cowdery to serve as a scribe. The revelations in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 6 and 7, were given shortly after Oliver's arrival. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, contains counsel to Oliver concerning his role in the Lord's work. Doctrine and Covenants 7 contains a translated version of some writings by John the Beloved, teaching that the Lord granted John's desire to live and bring souls to Jesus Christ until the Second Coming. Suggestions for teaching. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 67, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, Verses 1 through 9. Oliver Cowdery becomes a scribe to Joseph Smith. Draw a light bulb and a sunrise on the board. Please refer to the drawings on page 49 of Lesson 15 in the manual. How is turning on a light bulb different from watching a sunrise? Students may suggest several differences, but point out that with one, you see a light immediately, and with the other, you see it gradually. Explain that Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles used this analogy to teach about personal revelation. He taught that sometimes revelation happens, quote, quickly, completely, and all at once, like turning on a light in a dark room. But most frequently, revelation comes in small increments over time, end quote. Invite students to ponder times when the Lord has answered their prayers immediately and times when He has answered gradually. As they study Doctrine and Covenants 6 today, encourage them to look for truths that will help them recognize when God is giving them revelation. To help students understand the historical context for this revelation, invite a student to read aloud the first paragraph of the introduction to this lesson. Then invite all students to read Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 67 silently, and identify how Heavenly Father helped Joseph in his efforts to translate more quickly. What did the Lord do in response to Joseph's plea for someone to help him translate? After students report what they have found, explain that Oliver Cowdery came from Palmyra, New York, more than 140 miles away, to meet Joseph in Harmony, Pennsylvania, and that he arrived just a few days after Joseph had prayed for help. Explain that shortly after Oliver began acting as scribe for Joseph, Joseph received a revelation in which the Lord spoke to Oliver. This revelation addressed Oliver's desires and apparently answered questions he had prayed about but had not expressed to Joseph. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, Verses 5 through 6 and 8 silently, and look for indications that the Lord knew Oliver's desires. What do these verses and Oliver's effort to journey 140 miles to help Joseph tell us about Oliver? Note, verses 1 through 9 are repeated in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, a revelation directed to Hiram Smith, and will be further discussed in that lesson. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verses 10 through 24. The Lord assures Oliver Cowdery of the truthfulness of the work. Ask students to ponder the following question. Have you ever received an answer from God and then later experienced concerns or confusion regarding the answer? Invite a few students to share their experiences. You could also share an experience of your own. Remind students that some experiences are too sacred or personal to share. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, Verses 10 through 13, by explaining that the Lord told Oliver Cowdery that Oliver had a gift of revelation. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, Verses 14 through 17 and verse 20 silently, looking for what the Lord taught Oliver about receiving and recognizing revelation. What truths did the Lord teach Oliver about receiving and recognizing revelation? Students may mention the following principles. You may want to write them on the board as students identify them. You may also want to suggest that students mark phrases that are meaningful to them in these verses. As we seek answers from Heavenly Father, He will give us instruction. The Lord will enlighten our minds through the Holy Ghost. God knows our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. When we have received revelation, we should treasure it up in our hearts. Why is it important for us to know that the Lord hears and answers our prayers? What do you think it means that the Lord will enlighten our minds? You may want to explain that through the Holy Ghost, the Lord will give us ideas and understanding. Why is it important to know that only God knows our thoughts and the intents of our hearts? What do you think it means to treasure up the Lord's words? To study, ponder, and act on the things the Lord reveals and to trust the revelation we receive. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verses 21 through 24 aloud, and ask students to search for another way the Lord communicates with us. What can we learn from these verses about another way the Lord speaks to us? The Lord speaks peace to our minds as a witness of truth. You might want to suggest that students mark the phrase, "peace to your mind." From your experience, what does it feel like to have the Lord speak peace to our minds? To help students better understand how revelation may come to them, point out that recognizing when the Lord is speaking to us can sometimes be challenging. Explain that Elder Bednar carried the analogy of the sunrise one step further to clarify how communication from the Lord often comes. Invite a student to read the following statement aloud. Quote, "Sometimes the sun rises on a morning that is cloudy or foggy. Because of the overcast conditions, perceiving the light is more difficult, and identifying the precise moment when the sun rises over the horizon is not possible. In a similar way, we many times receive revelation without recognizing precisely how or when we are receiving revelation." End quote. How might we sometimes overlook or dismiss the Lord's answers to our prayers? What advice would you give to someone who wants to learn how to better recognize when the Lord is speaking to him or her? Explain that it was not until after this revelation was received that Oliver told Joseph about the night that the Lord referred to in Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 22. Invite a student to read what the prophet Joseph learned after receiving the revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, section 6. Quote, "After we had received this revelation, Oliver Cowdery stated to me that after he had gone to my father's to board, and after the family had communicated to him concerning my having obtained the plates, that one night after he had retired to bed, he called upon the Lord to know if these things were so. And the Lord manifested to him that they were true. But he had kept the circumstance entirely secret, and had mentioned it to no one. So that after this revelation was given, he knew that the work was true, because no being living knew of the thing alluded to in the revelation, but God and himself." End quote. Invite students to recall times when God has enlightened their minds or given them peace. Consider inviting them to write down some of these memories. Encourage them to trust in the personal revelation they have received in the past. Explain that the next two lessons will help them learn to recognize answers to their prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 25 through 37. The Lord counsels Joseph and Oliver to translate and to not doubt or fear. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 25 through 31, by explaining that the Lord told Oliver that if he desired, he could have the gift of translation and stand with Joseph as a second witness of the Book of Mormon. If you were Oliver, what feelings might you have had as you heard the responsibility the Lord was placing upon you? Ask students to think about times when they have felt doubtful or fearful about something the Lord wanted them to do. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 32 through 37, silently, and search for how the Lord counseled Joseph and Oliver to overcome doubt and fear as they continued his work. Note, Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verse 36 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way, so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of this lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What truths or principles from this counsel can we apply in our lives? Students may suggest a variety of principles, but be sure they emphasize that as we look unto Jesus Christ, we can overcome doubt and fear. What are some examples of how a person might look to Christ in every thought? Invite a few students to share experiences they have had when their knowledge of the Savior has helped them overcome fear or doubt. You might also want to share an experience of your own. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 7. John the Beloved is promised that he will live and bring souls to Christ until the second coming. Note, nothing has been revealed about the specifics of John's ministry as a translated being. Do not speculate about John's whereabouts or achievements. Explain that sometime during April 1829, while Oliver was helping Joseph with the translation, he and Joseph had a difference of opinion about the account of John the Apostle mentioned in the New Testament, whether he died or whether he continued to live. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 7, verses 1 through 3, to discover the answer to Joseph and Oliver's question. If students have trouble identifying the answer, you might want to suggest they read the section summary for Doctrine and Covenants section 7, verses 1 through 3. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verse 36. Assign students to write a short talk based on Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36. Ask them to describe practical ways to follow the counsel in the Scripture Mastery passage. They could use sources such as the topical guide or guide to the Scriptures, true to the faith, or even family members to help as they write their talks. Students could share their talks during upcoming devotionals or lessons.